आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस: लोकसभा टू रिज्यूम डिबेट ऑन इलेक्शन रिफॉर्म्स, होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह टू रिप्लाई ऑन द डिस्कशन टुडे, राज्यसभा टू डिस्कस 150th एनिवर्सरी ऑफ द सॉन्ग वंदे मातरम, DGCA orders 10% cut in IndiGo's winter scheduled flight operations. Microsoft announces $17.5 billion investment in India, largest in Asia, to boost country's AI infrastructure. Australia becomes the first country to ban social media for teenagers under the age of 16. IMD forecasts cold wave conditions over Punjab, West Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, North Interior Karnataka and Telangana for the next 2 days. And in cricket, India beat South Africa by 101 runs in first T20 international of 5-match series in Cuttack. And now the news in detail. Lok Sabha will today resume discussion on election reforms. Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to reply to the discussion. Intervening in the discussion yesterday, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls were conducted several times during the Congress regime, but now the opposition is raising questions over the exercise. He lauded the country's voting structure, saying that everyone got equal voting rights since independence. Mr. Meghwal said elections are not merely a political exercise, but a festival of democracy celebrated by crores of people who participate in it.
25 November 1949 ko unhone ek vaktavya diya hamare samvidhan sabha mein. On the 26th January 1950, we are going to enter into a life of contradiction. In politics, we will have a equality, and in social and economic life, we will have a inequality. In politics, we will be recognizing the principle of one man, one vote and one value. यही principle है SIR का भी, यही हमारे election reform का आधार है। एक आदमी का एक ही वोटी होना चाहिए, एक ही वैल्यू होनी चाहिए।
Speaking on the election reforms, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of duplicate voters in the electoral rolls. He questioned the Election Commission on the SIR in Bihar, alleging that 1,20,000 duplicate photos exist in the voting list.
Give machine-readable voter lists to all political parties 1 month before the election. That's the first step. The second step is take back the law that allows the destruction of CCTV footage. Also tell us what is the architecture of the EVM. Give us access to the EVM. Let our experts go and see what is inside the EVM. And finally, change the law that allows the election commissioner to get away with whatever he wants to do. That's all the electoral reforms you need.
In Rajya Sabha, the House will resume further discussion on the 150th anniversary of the song Vande Mataram. Yesterday, initiating the discussion, Mr. Shah stressed that the song will remain relevant in nation's journey towards Viksit Bharat. The Home Minister criticized Congress for questioning the need for a debate on Vande Mataram and linking it to the upcoming West Bengal elections.
वंदे मातरम के प्रति समर्पण की जरूरत
द नीड फॉर डेडिकेशन टुवर्ड्स वंदे मातरम एग्जिस्टेड व्हेन द नेशनल सॉन्ग वाज क्रिएटेड इट एग्जिस्टेड ड्यूरिंग द फ्रीडम स्ट्रगल इट एग्जिस्ट्स टुडे एंड इट विल रिमेन इवन इन 2047 व्हेन अ डेवलप्ड इंडिया इज बिल्ट Because this immortal composition awakens feelings of devotion, duty and dedication towards Mother India.
कर्तव्य के भाव जागृत करने वाली कृति है.
Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said Congress made Vande Mataram the slogan during the freedom struggle. He said when Mahatma Gandhi started the non-cooperation movement, lakhs of freedom fighters from the Congress went to jail chanting Vande Mataram. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed IndiGo to reduce its winter scheduled 2025 operations by 10% across sectors, citing significant flight disruptions and the airline's inability to efficiently operate the approved schedule. The airline watchdog said in a notice that IndiGo was approved for 64,346 flights in November this year, but it operated 59,438 flights and recorded 951 cancellations, despite being allowed a 6% schedule enhancement with 403 aircraft for the season. Indigo deployed only 344 aircraft in November. The DGCA asked Indigo to submit a revised schedule by 5 p.m. today. Global software powerhouse Microsoft has pledged an investment of $17.5 billion in India to help build infrastructure, skills and sovereign capabilities for AI future in the country. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella informed this in a social media post after meeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. He said on social media that to support India's ambitions, Microsoft is committing its largest investment ever in Asia. He said the commitment is to help build the infrastructure, skills and sovereign capabilities needed for India's AI-first future. Microsoft said in a statement that the company plans to invest $17.5 billion in India over the next 4 years from 2026 to 2029 to drive AI diffusion at a population scale. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Microsoft's largest ever investment in Asia and expressed optimism about India's leadership in artificial intelligence. Responding to Microsoft Chairman and CEO Satya Nadella's post on social media, the Prime Minister said, "When it comes to AI, the world is optimistic about India." He added that he expressed happiness to see India being the place where Microsoft will make its largest ever investment. He further said that the youth of the nation will harness this opportunity to innovate and leverage the power of AI for a better planet. President Draupadi Murmu will address the commemoration of Human Rights Day at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The event organized by the National Human Rights Commission, or NHRC, underscores the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. The conference will bring together representatives from state human rights commissions, national commissions, government officials, civil society, academia, and other officials. In Chhattisgarh, under the Special Intensive Revision of Electoral Rolls, SIR, almost all enumeration forms have been distributed across the state. Digitization of most of these forms has also been completed. Our Raipur correspondent Vikalp Shukla reports that help desks have been set up in various districts for the convenience of voters.
In several districts of Chhattisgarh, the Chamber of Commerce and various social organizations are extending support to ensure smooth implementation of the SIR campaign. The Deputy Election Officer of Gorela Pendra Marwahi District, Amit Beg, has said that issues related to SIR are being resolved promptly. The SIR work is being carried out with utmost seriousness and transparency in all districts of Chhattisgarh. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
In Kerala, the total number of digitized enumeration forms for the SIR crossed 2,73,000 by last evening, accounting for 98.26% of the total number of forms distributed. Kasaragod and Wayanad districts have achieved 100% digitization. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, West Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Maharashtra, North Interior Karnataka and Telangana for the next 2 days. Dense fog conditions will prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Odisha, East Uttar Pradesh, Assam and Manipur during morning hours today. Fog conditions are expected over Meghalaya, Nagaland, Mizoram and Tripura. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index of the region was recorded at 269 as of 7 a.m. today. Belgium's top court has rejected Indian fugitive Mehul Choksi's appeal against his arrest in Antwerp based on an extradition request by New Delhi. The Belgian Court of Cassation heard Choksi's plea at Brussels yesterday and ruled in India's favour. Choksi is being held in a prison in Antwerp since April this year following his arrest at India's request. He's accused of 6 bank frauds between 2018 and 2022 involving amounts totaling nearly 13,000 crore rupees. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation of Italy, Antonio Tajani, arrived in New Delhi this morning. Ministry of External Affairs said Mr. Tajani is on a three-day visit to India. The Jammu Division of Northern Railways has announced a special Vande Bharat train between New Delhi and Udhampur for 3 days, starting December 12, to facilitate stranded passengers. The announcement comes in the wake of cancellation of IndiGo flights from Jammu and Srinagar, leading to chaos at the airports, triggering protests by stranded passengers. The New Delhi to Udhampur special train will depart at 6 a.m. and arrive at Udhampur at 2 p.m., halting at Ambala Cant, Ludhiana, Pathankot Cant and Jammu Tawi, among other stations. In Telangana, 3,000 drones formed the world's longest airborne sentence during the Rising Global Summit. The new Guinness World Record was created at the concluding session of the two-day Telangana Rising Global Summit last evening at the Bharat Future City. The drones formed the airborne sentence, "Telangana is rising, come join the rise." In Rajasthan, the Pravasi Rajasthani Divas will be celebrated in Jaipur today, bringing together non-resident Rajasthanis from across the country and abroad. The program will witness the groundbreaking of investment proposals worth 1 lakh crore rupees. The primary objective of this one-day event is to bring together the Rajasthani diaspora and strengthen their connection with their roots. More from our correspondent.
The event will witness the participation of leading figures from the industry and business, along with ministers and officials, subject experts, investors and prominent personalities from different fields. In addition to the inaugural session, the program will feature a Pravasi Rajasthani dialogue and several sectoral sessions based on important thematic areas. The Pravasi Rajasthani Samman will also be presented to some distinguished members of the Rajasthani diaspora who have achieved remarkable success in India and abroad. Extensive preparations have been made to make the visit of Pravasi Rajasthanis memorable. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Australia has become the first country to ban social media for children under the age of 16, blocking access to platforms including TikTok, Alphabet's YouTube and Meta's Instagram and Facebook. 10 of the biggest platforms were ordered to block children or face fine of up to $33 million under the new law, which drew criticism from major technology companies and free speech advocates but was welcomed by parents and child advocates. And in sports, in men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 101 runs in the first game of the five-match T20 series at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha, yesterday. Chasing a target of 176, the visitors were bowled out for 74 runs. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Anuja. A top front page headline in the Times of India says DGCA slashes IndiGo flights by 5%, government doubles cut to 10%. The paper adds airline to fly 216 fewer flights per day this winter. Modi Nadella meet sparks Asia's biggest technology investment wave has been noticed by all dailies today. The Economic Times writes, slew of announcements headlined by a four-year commitment for local AI cloud infra. The Pioneer states, India taps on Lithuania for Aadhaar 2.0 for specialized components of the next generation system. And finally, Hindustan Times reports about our planet on track to record its third hottest year in 2025, signaling that the Earth's climate has entered uncharted territory under the caption, another scorching warning. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha to resume debate on election reforms, Home Minister Amit Shah to reply on the discussion today. Rajya Sabha to discuss 150th anniversary of the song Vande Mataram. DGCA orders 10% cut in IndiGo's winter scheduled flight operations. Microsoft announces $17.5 billion investment in India, largest in Asia to boost country's AI infrastructure. Australia becomes world's first country to ban social media for teenagers under the age of 16. IMD forecasts cold wave conditions over Punjab, West Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra for the next 2 days. And in cricket, India beat South Africa by 101 runs in first T20 international in Cuttack. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.